I want to talk to you, Brad Hayes, today about Trayvon Martin and what the implications are here. You know, we have politicians, black politicians mostly, although not all, putting on hoodies in sympathy for Trayvon Martin. We also see that the narrative offered by his killer, Mr. Zimmerman, has changed, and there's likely nobody who's going to be able to say, I was there and I saw it and it didn't happen that way. How has that affected, this whole thing affected our politics in this country?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I mean, the political side has in some ways forced a conversation about race. And as we've seen, we've had, a good deal of conversation about the ways in which persons of color are treated in the United States and how that may in fact be different than the experience of whites. And it's also brought to focus the Stand Your Ground laws, which are those laws that allow individuals to use lethal force when there is reasonable belief of a threat. So in other words, you don't have to retreat if, in fact, you feel threatened. And it's also brought into focus, you know, the issue of race and shootings. There's been some really interesting social scientific work. There's a professor by the name of Joshua Correll, who's in the psychology department at the University of Chicago, and he studies racial bias in the decisions to shoot or not shoot. And through a series of experimental studies, he's shown that race is a factor in the decision of police officers to shoot or not shoot. Now, we're not dealing with a situation with the police here, but that, you know, race matters when there's a decision to shoot is something that should be on the table. And I think it's an important element of public policy. And if, in fact, we're supposed to have a constructive and useful conversation about race and potentially in violence in the United States, we need to begin talking about those things.
There's a big difference between policy, which you address here, quite rightly, and politics. Barack Obama is clearly a man who thinks very carefully about what he does symbolically. And when he said that Trayvon could have been his son and would have looked like him, there's a huge political part of that, in that elections are won not by who votes necessarily, but by who doesn't vote also. And if Obama is to get a huge turnout from his base, that had to go a long way towards helping.
It certainly can help. And of course, you know, this is all transpiring in Florida. Florida is considered one of the key swing states in the upcoming election. So a highly motivated base in a state like Florida is, in fact, going to help him. Now, he was very careful when he came out and he talked about Trayvon Martin. You know, he said that that there should be an investigation, right? And that was really, in some ways, the point of his referencing the shooting, that more needs to be done here, that we need to know more, that we need to, in fact, have individuals look into this, I think, a little bit more than what seemed to have occurred through the local police in, I guess, Sanford, Florida. So, you know, I think he's really kind of, in some ways, trying to say that he's very much sympathetic to the plight of black men in the United States, who in some ways have been targeted, without, in fact, coming out very strongly and taking a position on the specifics of the Trayvon Martin situation. So he is playing it very carefully, and he is playing it in a very much a political way, in a way that can appeal to his base, but without losing centrists and independents.
You know, this is the congressional corner, and the Democrats lost the Congress the last time out. And I suspect, with knowing, having very little specific evidence, that what happened was that when they lost the House of Representatives, that very few of the base came out, or relatively few, in the same way that they came out for Obama 2 years earlier. And I wonder whether, if in a presidential election, you think that there's a good chance that if people are coming out for Obama, if the base is coming out for Obama, that he could take back the House.
It's possible. I mean, I would have said I thought it was not possible probably about half a year ago. But More recently, we've seen movement in terms of the numbers that that the House is much more in play than it appeared like it would be. And it's clear that presidents have coattails, and the coattail effect simply means that when individuals turn out for the president, they vote down ticket, and that can help carry in other individuals into office. So it does appear as if the Democrats have more reason for optimism now. That being said, they'd have to win a large number of seats in order to take the House back. And so that puts them in kind of a natural disadvantage in terms of taking it back. But, you know, we've seen a lot of volatility in House elections recently, a lot of swings. And so is it impossible that that could happen again in 2012? No, it's not. The House is in play.
Let me change to New York State, where there's just been this tremendous fight over whether there should be an outside redistricting body. Cuomo caved. I don't think there's any other way to say it, despite the fact that he said he was going to veto. And now we now have the same situation that we've just been talking about with the House. You're going to have a lot of Democrats turning out who ordinarily wouldn't turn out. The state Senate is up for grabs with one or two vote difference. The state Senate Democrats certainly didn't behave very well. They behaved very badly when they were the majority for just two brief years. And I'm wondering whether just the size of the electorate could turn those two extra seats around and give it to the Democrats, even though I think a lot of us believe they don't deserve it.
Well, and I think, you know, you're right about competitive elections, right? Competitive elections bring people out. When, in fact, people perceive an election as safe for one candidate, often the incumbent, then they're not motivated to turn out. When, in fact, it is a competitive election, when there's a lot of energy, and a lot of energy, as you rightly point out, whether that's being motivated by a different election, by a presidential election, it can, in fact, have down-ticket effects. And that can even fold into state-level elections. So here in New York, the fact that this is an incumbent president seeking re-election, it may matter, and it may be enough to pull in sufficient votes to turn something like the state Senate over to the Democrats.
And of course, if their behavior continues as it was the last time, they'll blow it again. So I guess that what we find here is that this coming presidential election is going to mean a lot. And with the possible gutting of the Obamacare program, of the Affordable Act, it may well be that a lot rides on who shows up and who doesn't.
Absolutely.
Brad Hayes is a great favorite of ours here. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you.